The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
I didn't know that Otis Redding wrote this song. I found out it was great, and we're just mourning the loss of Aretha Franklin, but more so celebrating the brilliance of her career and her life. The legendary Aretha Franklin passed away yesterday morning at 76 years young, and just a glorious. But Otis Redding wrote this for himself. Is there a recording, Matt, of Otis singing this song? I wonder.
There probably
must
is.
Must be somewhere, right?
Find one.
And it was a guy's song. She took it, turned it around, and said, no, this is a gal song, and I'm going to own it. And boy, she did. And then what I love what John Landis did in the Blues Brothers when he paid homage to Aretha in the Blues Brothers. Great picture of Danny Aykroyd and John Belushi with Aretha. Rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. 8:07 with Joe Piscopo in the morning on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. Love having you with us. It's Friday. We're kind of in a silly mood. I'm looking at the news as it breaks down. Nothing riveting, you know, but we like to stay on top of everything for you. And if you have anything you want to chat about, these airwaves are yours. We got 50,000 watts screaming out of New York, right? And then, of course, we're online at AM970TheAnswer.com, and you can get us anywhere at any time on the, and we suggest that you go to the app, AM970TheAnswer.com, and you could take old Joe and Frankie Five Boroughs with you wherever you want to go, you know? So, Frankie Five Boroughs, the Paul Manafort trial, will it break, will there be, got to be an opinion today. Oh, wait, let me, they sent questions back to the judge. Do they know, do we know what those questions were that went back to the
we
judge?
We do. So I've sat through a number of federal grand juries awaiting a verdict, and it is one of the most agonizing experiences of your life. Yeah. And I'm saying that's just as an observer. Yeah. I can't imagine being Paul Manafort or one of the lawyers involved here.
Yeah, Anthony Pope, our dear friend, kind enough to sit in for me when
terrific.
I was gone. What a brilliant legal mind Anthony is, and thanks to Anthony for sitting in. He said that it's like nothing else, waiting for that jury to come back. As a matter of fact, he wanted to do like a series of that, which is a great reality show idea, because that is as agonizing as it gets, isn't it?
That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah, right.
I think that would be people would watch it. But the reason it's so frustrating is because everything is out of your control. You know, while the trial is going on, you can make decisions about what witnesses you're going to call, what sort of cross-examination you're going to do of witnesses, what you're going to say in your closing argument, what evidence you're going to present. But once you're just waiting for the jury to come back, you're absolutely powerless.
Powerless.
The only thing you can do is sit around and wait. And a lot of lawyers who've like Anthony has, who've been through this, they have some great stories of some of the things they do to pass the time. But it's very agonizing. So when the jury sends back a note, It can say anything. Mm. It could say we have a verdict. It could say we want a read back of XYZ testimony. It could say we have a question about such and such, right? Anything and everything. So when the jury sends back a note, you don't know what it's going to say. So the jury sent the judge, Judge Ellis, a note yesterday asking about the legal requirements behind four of the felony charges facing Paul Manafort. So we don't know exactly what this means. They also asked for clarification on what constitutes reasonable doubt. Now, that tells me that at least one juror has a question about whether or not the government has proven its case beyond a reasonable doubt.
That, you know, my daddy always told me that the lawyer, the great lawyer that my father was, rest his soul, he would say you have to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt if there's an inkling of a doubt. And I think that's what the defense in their summation in this Manafort trial told the jury. If there's an inkling of a doubt on anything, if Rick Gates was bought and sold, if you're not sure, if you don't understand, then you can't vote a guilty verdict. And why is it with me? And I think I speak for a lot of folks. I'd love for the jury to come back and say, he's walking. Let Manafort walk. Even though if he did not indeed pay taxes on $60 million, whatever it was, in offshore accounts, whatever it was, has nothing to do with Russia collusion. And I just would love to see, and God forgive me, I don't wish ill on anybody, but this whole Mueller investigation gets smacked right down.
Well, this shame, look, again, I don't want to see Paul Manafort or anybody not getting away with committing crimes. But the shame of it is, right, had Paul Manafort not chosen to work for Donald Trump, he would be doing exactly what he was doing for the last 30 years.
Not paying taxes.
Right.
No. Sorry, Paul. No. Why? Why would he want to stop him from doing that?
He would still be living in Trump Tower. He would be going about his business. He'd be doing political consulting. He'd be doing a little lobbying. He'd be doing these real estate transactions. And the only reason he's on trial is because he worked for the Trump campaign. That is the only reason he's on trial.
Yeah.
There's something called prosecutorial discretion. The government chooses to prosecute. The government doesn't have the resources to prosecute everybody for everything. They have to pick and choose who they're going to prosecute. And it's clear that Manafort was selected because of his association.
They could have chosen not to go after him, is what you're saying.
Of course they could have. Of course they could have. And as they had for years. I mean, this is a long pattern of conduct, right? So what happened with Manafort, once the president of Ukraine was deposed, Viktor Yanukovych, that cut off a key aspect of Manafort's income because he was paying Manafort a lot of money. And then once that happened, Manafort had a lot of bills, took out a lot of loans as well on properties and personal loans that were all coming due. So he sees in Trump an opportunity. So he writes to Donald Trump, who he knew a bit over the years.
He contacted the candidate Trump.
There were a couple of people that recommended Manafort Trump, including Roger Stone. But Manafort writes to Trump and says, Mr. Trump, I want to run your campaign. I believe I'm a good choice, or at least run the delegate operation, because that's initially what he came on board for.
Yeah.
I believe I'm a good choice for two reasons. I have experience running Republican political conventions. I did it for Gerald Ford. I did it for Ronald Reagan. Did it for Bob Dole. But I haven't really been tied to the Washington swamp, as it were, for many, many years. So I have an insider's experience, but I have an outsider's perspective. And Manafort, very astutely, or so he thought, said to Trump at the time, and I'll do it for free.
Right?
So Trump loves this because, one, he doesn't like to spend money needlessly, but also it said to Trump that Manafort was a wealthy guy, and Trump loves to surround himself with other wealthy people and other very successful people. Manafort viewed this as a way to get back in the game and to increase his political consulting business and to increase his lobbying business and to pay off these bills. Little did he know that he was going to be right in the crosshairs of Bob Mueller. And I really do feel bad for the guy. Manafort was very gracious with his time, not only when we had him on this show, but when we interviewed him for the movie Get Me, Roger Stone, and which is available on Netflix. People can see Manafort's recollection of his time with the Trump campaign. But for that decision to work for Donald Trump, Manafort would not be in solitary confinement. He would not be on trial.
at Michael Cohen as well. I mean, Michael Cohen, the personal lawyer. Anybody has anything. Now you're talking to prosecutorial
discretion.
Which means anything involved with Donald Trump. Anything Trump, they're going to go after. And that's what they're doing. And it's such a ruse, and it's such a look at General Flynn and everybody, man, just going broke on this.
Right. Well, that's the problem.
And what is Manafort paying for this, you think?
Oh, I don't imagine he has very much money left, yeah. But every single dollar of it is going to his defense.
And stop me. And we're talking about the Manafort trial because it's the fiasco of the Russia collusion, and I do not understand it. And please call me and tell me, help me understand this, how this continues. How do we continue to pay for it? There's no price tag on it. We're paying for it, and it keeps going on and on. And if it's not Manafort, it's going to be Michael Cohen. It's not Michael Cohen. It's going to be Hope Hicks, for God's sake. When does it stop, Frankie Fiberos? Well, how does it continue like this?
So let's say, based on this note, that there's at least one or two jurors that have questions about whether or not the government proved its case. That means if they can't come to a decision, if they can't persuade these jurors, then it's likely to be a hung jury and a mistrial, which means we get to do this all over again. Now, that's great if you're the government. You have a limitless supply
exactly,
of money, right?
Exactly.
But if you're Manafort and you have to pay high six figures, low seven figures for a whole new trial, I mean, that is...
Roger Stone, at $500,000 already.
Exactly, right? So that's the real shame of the criminal justice system, is they ruin your reputation, they bankrupt you, and they taint the jury pool with negative media reports, and...
inexcusable.
It's like fighting rockets with pebbles.
It's inexcusable. And show us something. And when you talk to Rudolph Giuliani, you think that this Mueller investigation is going to come to an end sometime in early September, do you think? Or am I dreaming when I hear that?
There's been a subpoena issued for Randy Credico for September 7th, so I'm skeptical. But, Vito Fasella, a very astute observer of government and politics, he pointed out to me that the independent counsel statute was not renewed. It was originally created in the Nixon era, almost brought President Clinton down, and that's one of the reasons that it was not renewed. But here we are again with this Robert Mueller answerable to no one except Rod Rosenstein. And I think this is really, really dangerous.
Did you see that they did? I know Fox Business yesterday afternoon I happened to catch. They showed the president with his whole cabinet there. And they were just doing. By the way, can someone give credit to this president for the access he gives the media? He had a full cabinet meeting. Did you see that yesterday, Frankie?
I did see that.
And he had everybody there, including who? Jeff Sessions right across the table. It was great.
So if we can talk about what they did yesterday, the president and Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III went out of their way to
this is huge.
Point out the opioid problem in the country.
Yep.
You spoke about it yesterday with Joe Borelli.
Yep.
72,000 Americans died from drug overdoses
last year.
So that's more, just for people to understand that, that's almost double the number of Americans that died in the entire Vietnam War in 1 year.
Yeah.
More people than died in the AIDS epidemic died last year from drugs.
How does President
More people died last year than died in the crack epidemic of the 80s, right?
Wow.
Picture that. More than AIDS, more than Vietnam in a single year. So what the president and Jeff Sessions are talking about doing is bringing a federal lawsuit to go after the opioid manufacturers.
So I loved it. I love the drama of it all. Forgive me. Guilty as charged. President Trump is there on one side of the table. Directly across from him is Jeff Sessions. Now, I love talking to Michael Goodman. Always respectful to you, Frank, for bringing Michael Goodman to the show. He's great because I think that Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump talk off the radar, under the radar, and kind of in secret and saying, I'm going to bash you online, Jeff, but you do this, you do that. But Michael Goodman said it probably right, saying he can't fire Jeff Sessions because Jeff Sessions' former fellow senators will not allow that. They won't allow that to be more trouble than it's worth if indeed you think he should fire him.
No, well, either fire him or stop publicly belittling him
one
on
or the
Twitter.
Other. But the fact that it's watching the president across from Jeff Sessions, that was great. You see, President Trump, there's got to be a still of that somewhere, crossed his arms, glaring at Sessions, but he dealt with it, and it was very civil. And then he says to his attorney general, I want you to sue the drug companies right there on live television.
You know, Jeff Sessions clearly has done a lot of things wrong, especially recusing himself from the Russia probe. I don't love how much of a hardliner he's been in pursuing mandatory minimums for drug crimes. But when you talk about a guy that really has the back of America's police officers and law enforcement agents, it's and again, maybe people may think this is hypocritical in that I just talked about the incredible power of people to of the federal government to prosecute people and then to praise law enforcement agents. But I don't think it is hypocritical at all. But Jeff Sessions has the back of America's
police
officers.
Are you arguing with yourself?
I am. I'm deeply conflicted. Right. When you talk about a guy that really has a passion for deporting members of gangs, especially MS-13, when you talk about a guy that understands the threat that comes from having a porous border, not just drugs, but all sorts, every magnitude of violent crime, it's Jeff Sessions. And I think there's a lot about the Sessions record that both he
Very
and the president can be proud of.
And he sounds like Forrest Gump, which how do you dislike a guy like that? Before we go to break, can I grab a phone call real quick? Frank, good morning in Queens. How you doing this morning? What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe, a very fast observation about Aretha's passing on August 16th.
Yes, sir.
If you go by yesterday's date, we lost a sultan, a king, and a queen.
Is that wild?
Elvis Presley, and Aretha Franklin.
Frank, thanks for bringing that up, man, and thanks for calling and always listening to the show, my friend. Is that wild? One day, August 16th, that's when Babe Ruth died, August 16th, that's when Elvis died, and the great queen of soul, Aretha Franklin. Pretty wild. Is that funny, Debbie, how that world works like that, huh?
I know. It's amazing. And I love Aretha Franklin's music. She is, what a classy woman.
Very private. And then my favorite Aretha story, and Jeffrey Lyons coming up, Debbie with Joe Piscopo on the radio.
Right.
And Frank is here as well. And I don't know that it's verified, but I told you this once before, is that when she would get paid, she would go do a gig somewhere, and they would give her like a lot of money, and it would be in a suitcase, and then she would... And I hope this is true because I love it.
Wow.
She would put the suitcase under the piano on the stage with the money in it so she could keep a watch on it. Because, you know, if you work the road, especially someone, you know, starting out like she did, she'd probably been ripped off so many times.
Right.
She kept that money right. She'd keep her eye right out at the whole show, be right under the piano on the stage. Isn't that wild?
That's great. I didn't know that.
I love
that. That's awesome. That
was an Aretha story, and I hope that that's true because I just love that
great
is
great story.
Hey,
yeah.
Deb, how
love
you doing?
Love her music.
The best,
so
the
good.
Best,
so
and it will live forever. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. in our hearts. The 821 right now. Debbie's on the roads, checking out everything around New York. Debbie, it's the 495.
Yes.
That is going to be such a nightmare. Should we just avoid the Lincoln Tunnel for the next 2 years?
Yeah, 2.5 years. Avoid the Lincoln Tunnel. You'll be all set, Joe.
Oh, great.
But the Hollywood will be horrible, and so will the GWB. So, I'm suggesting everybody leave extra early.
Yeah,
if you leave extra early, it should be okay.
All right, Deb. Yeah, just move a little bit closer to New York, man. I'm telling you, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
A little crash pad. I have a couch. I have a wonderful couch in my office.
I think Frank's used that couch several times.
I know.
Probably Al. Probably Jerry Crowley. Probably everybody's slept
get
on that
Get the Duracent. Get the Duracent. Lady, help. Deb. Love you, Deb. How are we doing out there today right now?
Well, Joe, that big Restore 495 project begins tonight at 9. You're going to have a lane closed in both directions on 495 for the next 2.5 years. So you're going to want to steer clear of the Lincoln. Right now, though, the Lincoln looks absolutely fine. No problems. Holland 10, GWB about 10 minutes getting into town. Traffic is slowing down for you as you head over to the eastbound Gowanus, getting up toward the Prospect. West Side Highway southbound in the 150s, an accident cleared out of the way. And over on the LIE westbound at Motor Parkway, a collision taking two lanes. Brought to you by Unbound.org. When you sponsor through Unbound, you not only open the door to education for a young person, you empower a family to build a foundation of financial stability, empowerment, and respect. See your contribution grow into opportunity at unbound.org. Watch for some thunderstorms later on today. High today of 89. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable The Answer, New York. work skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play The Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
We have Eric Gonzalez, district attorney of Brooklyn here. Let's talk about criminal justice reform.
People are looking for programming that keeps us safe, and that we, you know, in Brooklyn and Manhattan, we target what we call the drivers of violent crime, the people who are going to hurt us or hurt our family members, that we focus on those people and we incapacitate them and we put them in prison. But for so many others, you know, the criminal justice system has become a place where people come in and the case is processed at tremendous cost to all of us taxpayers, and to especially young and young black and brown people who become criminalized when nothing of substance happens with their case.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. That's the Smart Way to Buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 827 on AM 970. The Answer. Jeffrey Lyons is the world's greatest film critic. Kind enough to join us. To get us into the weekend, it's going to be a rainy weekend. You want to check the films out. Jeffrey's the guy. Good morning, Jeffrey. How you doing?
Well, I'm pretty upset. I had my front row seat for the military parade, and now it's not going to happen.
I know you'd be front row. I think the president should get a uniform for that, with the braids off the shoulders, Jeffrey.
Well, he never wore one. So
come on.
He did get a medal, by the way. This is a true story, when he went to the New York military. No, it's not a joke.
Yeah.
This is what I read. Keeping a neat room.
Oh, look at that. I love that. That wouldn't be
me. And if
me
you notice, the cabinet to his desk has nothing on it.
Yeah. You know that? But I always thought, that would be so great. Just to irritate, irritate folks like yourself.
By the way, tell him at Fox News that Aretha Franklin is not Patti LaBelle. Put the wrong photo up.
What happened? Wait, this I did not hear.
I just read it this morning.
Oh, my Lord.
That's not fair and balanced. That's not fair.
They put Patty up? Because Patty is a friend and a great singer. And I think
yes, but for God's sake, You know, who's in charge there anyway?
Anything else that your liberal soul wants to get out on these airwaves while you're at it?
Al and Frank Morano are happy about the first Met game yesterday, 24 runs.
Yeah, man. Huh?
24 runs, and I'm happy about those pesky Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, how about that?
10.5 games back.
Yeah,
10.5. They have to look over their shoulder for the wild card now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You know, I know Aaron Boone ever so slightly, and he's a good guy. So in that sense, I'm pulling for them because he looks worried now. And they're just not the same team without Judge. They're just not the same team.
You know what it is, and most of us are a little concerned about the Yankees we're talking about.
You think?
Yeah, I know. But we're diehards.
Not me.
I know, Mr. Red Sox.
Not
okay.
I.
See how open we are in the show? You're listening, and you say, oh, he's too pro-Trump. Piscopo's a Trump. He with Morano. But we put Jeffrey on. Jeffrey is...
Well, I'm very careful what I say on your air. Yeah. I have to be.
I know. But if I ever let you go...
Oh, man.
How interesting would that be? Come on.
Oh, man.
Hey, you are much loved. I was with Rudolph Giuliani last night. We were with Elliot, the man who was the chairman of the Film and Theater Advisory Board.
I don't know who that is.
He wrote, directed, and produced Inner Circle shows. You know, Elliot. And so Elliot loves you. So tell Jeffrey I said I did.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knows.
But Rudy said that.
Yeah, no, everybody loves you, Jeffrey.
What's his name? Chris Cuomo asked Giuliani, who are the great people surrounding the president? And in all seriousness, Giuliani said, well, there's Jared. Yeah. And then they cut back to Jimmy Kimmel, and he was bent over laughing.
No. Jared Kushner is a very fine young man, Mr. Lyons. He really is. I know the Kushner family.
I'm going to get in trouble if I
if you go any further like that.
I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh,
but
man.
Let's talk about the reason why I'm here. There are several wonderful films and some average films. The two films, several films to see. First of all, let's get there's a Mark Wahlberg film called Mile 22. He heads a very violent CIA operative group that is trying to rescue an important witness, an Indonesian policeman, and the plane that's going to take him out of Jakarta is 22 miles away, and it's directed by Peter Berg, who's a fine director and an actor, and appears in a cameo. It's all one long gunfight, and after a while, you get inured to the violence.
Yeah.
It's very realistic looking.
Yeah.
And some of the dialogue is a little difficult to understand. Wahlberg speaks too quickly. But other than that, if you're a Wahlberg fan, you'll like it. But I found that enough already. A lot less would have been a lot more. There is a wonderful film that is sweeping everybody's consciousness now called Crazy Rich Asians.
But how racist is that to say that as a title, though? You know?
It's not racist in any way at all.
Okay.
It stars Virginia-born Constance Wu,
mm-hmm.
who plays an NYU economics professor, and Henry Golding, the Malaysian-born actor and model, British-raised, is her boyfriend. And he's taking her back to Singapore to attend a friend's wedding and also to introduce him to her family, which is the next step in their relationship. And his mother is played by Michelle Yeoh. The wonderful from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know that her boyfriend is fabulously wealthy and the presumptive heir to a huge, very rich Malaysian, a Singaporean company.
Yeah.
They own all sorts of buildings and newspapers and properties. And it's almost an all-Asian cast. And it's just one of the best films of the year, directed by and co-starring John Chu. It is just great. I mean, I want to see it again. I hated to see it end.
Crazy Rich Asians. Okay.
Yes. Then there's a movie called Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 20,000 years ago, somebody domesticated a wolf, and that started our association with our dogs. And this is the story of how it may have happened. And it stars young Australian actor Cody Smith McPhee, and it was filmed in Alberta. And the topography is astonishing, and the weather, and they're separate. He's separated from his tribe, and he rescues this wounded wolf that had tried to kill him, and they begin to bond. And what I wonder in movies like this, you know, it's not a caveman movie because it's set a little later. It's set in the Ice Age. But when they make movies like that, we don't know what their language was. And I wonder if they had to memorize the actual language that they speak or just say grunt a little bit. I think, I don't know.
Grunting.
You know, I just don't know. They you know, how do they do? Is there a dialogue coach? I don't know.
Is there dialogue in this film?
Oh, there's lots of dialogue, but it's in Icelandic Ice Age man and woman dialogue dialect.
And how can we track that? Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. Hey, you missed your cue. You're supposed to go ugh instead of bleh. Then there's a great film called The Wife. You know, Glenn Close has been nominated for an Oscar, I think, 6 or 7 times. She's way, way, way overdue. She plays the wife of a Nobel Prize winner, and they're going to Stockholm to accept the prize. And there's a deep, dark secret in the family, and Jonathan Pryce plays the pompous writer, and he's got a son who's a budding writer, and he never praises his son, and it's what goes on behind the scenes, and she is just magnificent. So that's a great film. And also Memoir of War. Memoir of War stars Melanie Thierry, and it takes place during the war, and her husband was a member of the Maquis. The Maquis was the French underground, and he was captured by the Germans. And she wants to know where he's going when they're sending him to a concentration camp. And she befriends a turncoat police officer, collaborator, befriends her, he thinks, to get information. And she wants information about her husband. And if you're a big World War II buff, as I am, this
too.
Is a really good French film. So that'll give you an idea. Alpha's I looked at my dog today, and I said, you would have liked that film, too. I mean, I just hope anybody who goes sees Alpha.
What kind of dog do you have? I don't know.
I have a street dog. I have a rescue dog.
Yeah.
She's part King Charles. She's part Jack Russell.
Yeah.
And she's on the street for a year. We've had her for 13 years.
Wow.
And go to a shelter and rescue a dog. You know, they're waiting for you. And I like to think that they are grateful that you got them out of cages.
Yeah.
And it's just, if you have a regular breed dog, get a second dog, get a shelter dog.
Alpha is a film, Crazy Rich Asians, Wife, the sequel, soon to be The Ex-Wife.
I won't give it away. Won't give it away. Something happened 2 days ago that I hadn't seen almost any time this year. The Red Sox actually lost the game.
All right. Go ahead, Mr. Red Sox. Jeffrey, we love you, pal. And thank you always for joining us, friend.
Thanks.
Jeffrey Lyons right there, 8:35 with Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999. Big Frank Morano is here for Big Al Gattulo. Al is taking a well-deserved break, and Frankie's doing a great job doing the news for Al, and he's right here, right next to me, just for you on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
A steamy 79 degrees at 8:35. I'm Frank Morano with local news first. Here's what's going on. President Trump is going to be spending another weekend at his New Jersey golf resort. He's set to arrive this afternoon following a daytime fundraiser in the Hamptons. He's already spent some 2 weeks at his Bedminster estate this month. The president is expected to leave the Garden State on Sunday. And speaking of the president, he is calling off his military parade for now. He tweeted this morning that local D.C. politicians put a price tag on the event so ridiculously high that he had to cancel it. The Pentagon had already announced that the parade, slated for November through the streets of Washington, would likely be pushed back until sometime next year. And in sports, the Yankees loaded the bases with no outs in the ninth, but did not score in a 3-1 loss to the visiting Tampa Bay Rays. The Mets and Phillies split a doubleheader in Philadelphia, with the Mets scoring 24 runs in Game 1, a new record. And we're all very excited that the Mid-Island Little League team won Game 1 of the Little League World Series under the leadership of Coach Joe Calabrese. Sports is sponsored by Rawlings, the finest in the field. You can visit Rawlings.com. And if you're stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And go Mid-Island. Let's see what's happening right now, Frank, as you head over to the inbound GWB. That's 10. Lincoln Tunnel looks fine right now, but the big 495 restore project begins tonight at 9. It's going to be tough for about 2.5 years at the Lincoln, with one lane closed in each direction on 495 with ongoing repairs beginning tonight at 9 p.m. Let's go over to the Holland. That's 5 minutes heading into town. Garden State Parkway northbound building up through 150, getting up through Bloomfield. Traffic is moving okay. Southbound Thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge. 287 eastbound slowing down through exit 6, getting right out toward White Plains. And we're still seeing some volume as you head over to the Harlem River Drive. Southbound down through the RFK Bridge. LIE westbound slowing down just a bit here, getting out through Casino Boulevard. And problems on the LIE west at Motor Parkway on the island. A pretty serious accident. Medevac at the scene. So avoid the LIE west out by Motor Parkway. Watch out for some thunderstorms later. High today in the low 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Shell. Premium engine performance starts at Shell with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Get unsurpassed protection against gunk, unbeatable protection against corrosion, and their best protection against wear.
This is Steve Adubato. I know that AM 970 listeners want to hear compelling and important conversations. That's why my TV series, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, brings viewers conversations with people who matter and are making a difference. So check out One-on-One weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available: Eastern Christian Elementary School, Flushing Christian School, Gateway Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools. AM 970 The Answer is excited to announce the Book of the Month giveaway from Regnery Publishing. This month's book is The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President by Sean Spicer. In The Briefing, former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer reveals the truth behind some of the biggest news stories of our time and offers a glimpse into what it's like to stand at the press secretary's podium. Enter to win a copy of Sean Spicer's The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
I need a new chair. I just need a little redo of this whole, please, studio. The bottom of my coat. I'll tell you when we go back. We got Fred Dicker standing by. We're going to get to Fred, and then I can whine and complain about everything that really doesn't matter. Good morning. Hi. How are you? It's Joe on the radio. 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Hey, for 60 years, I'm telling you, Rawlings, Heart of the High Gloves, have been a staple in the game of baseball. Do you say Rawlings? Rawlings is appropriate. I'm from New Jersey. I say Rawlings. Don't you say Rawlings? Rawlings glove? Hey, whatever it is, it's spectacular. The Rawlings Gold Glove Awards are great. They have great Nolan Arenado, Manny Machado, Yadier Molina, these brilliant players, man. They all are Rawlings stars, man. Now they got this new Heart of the Hide R2G series that is ready to go. It's a ready-to-go glove. I keep telling this every morning, and I know if you're a grandparent, your parent, and your kids, your grandkids, and they get that glove and they can't break it in, and what do we do with the band? And you put it under, you sleep on it. Right, you put it under the mattress. I know, I've heard of everything. Drive over it, put it in the microwave, forget about it. Rawlings has the answer. The new Heart of the Hide R2G series with 25% more factory break-in. It's ready, game ready, right off the shelf. This is the glove the pros wish they had when they were younger, you know. But you can get that right now. Check out Rawlings.com, please, for the new Heart of the Hide R2G series of gloves, in addition to their entire glove line, bats, helmets, apparel, and that leather, all that the leather goods from Rawlings that I keep telling you about, that is nothing shy of spectacular. Rawlings, the mark of a pro.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
8:42 with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com, around these fine United States of America and around the world. Fred Dicker is a radio talk show host on Talk 1300 in Albany, New York, and dean of the Albany Press Corps. And Fred, good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. I'm from Albany. It's been a hot summer, but an enjoyable one.
So I went to Five Boroughs, our Frankie Morano, and I said, what did we talk to Fred Dicker about? Frankie just says, just ask him about what Governor Cuomo said, and he'll do like 15 minutes. So, do you believe that? Can you believe that, Fred? Were you surprised when Governor Andrew Cuomo, who I stick up for on this program against Frankie Morano all the time, Fred Dicker, and he, with a flippant wave of the hand, America was never great. Fred, help us out here, brother.
people on the inside have described Cuomo as kind of a caged animal. And they say one of the reasons he doesn't do very many public appearances, doesn't hold press conferences, is because he's always on the verge of exploding. And he did explode the other day. I think he let out his real thinking. He certainly made national news, which he likes to do. The downside for him is he got killed over this, and he probably finished off any hopes he might have had, considering, or at least granting him the possibility he had any hopes to run for president in 2020.
You think that really killed it right there, Fred?
It is an outrageous statement from Cuomo, which has alienated many, many Democrats, not to mention the Republicans who would all be against him. Moderate voters would be upset. I mean, here's Sean Patrick Maloney, one of the very liberal candidates running for the Democratic nomination for attorney general. He called Cuomo's comments stupid. When you have Sean Patrick Maloney calling your comments stupid, it's certainly not helping you in the Democratic Party.
How is Prococo? Where is Prococo? Did they put Prococo away ready? If I can ask Fred, did you put him?
No,
away?
This is a former top aide to Andrew Cuomo.
Yes.
His sentencing was put off until a week after the primary, which is September 13th. So mid-September, he's due to be sentenced. He could face 20 years or more in prison. A very serious situation. A lot of people thought the judge was cutting the Democrats some slack by having the sentencing after the primary rather than before.
Yeah. So, but Fred, go back to what Governor Cuomo said yesterday. Did make national news indeed. Who was he speaking to? Was it a group of gals? It was some kind of gals group or something like that?
It was in Manhattan. It was a group of activists, and Cuomo was announcing the signing of a law that's designed to strengthen penalties against human trafficking. You know, it was an activist group. And he started talking about America, obviously, and he said, he was mocking Donald Trump's slogan of Make America Great Again. And then he adds this, apparently this ad lib of America was never that great. I mean, all he has to do is look at the comments of Mario Cuomo.
Yeah.
I was playing them on my radio show yesterday.
Yeah.
Repeatedly. Cuomo,
we as
Barack
well.
Obama.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, it's just so historically ignorant, Joe. You know, it's not just a stupid statement. But it reflects the ignorance of so many Americans, I think, especially on the left, of American history. They apply standards of today to 100 years ago or 50 years ago, when, in fact, if you looked at America 100 years ago or 50 years ago, overwhelmingly America was a wonderful country, even with all its problems. I mean, they were real. Nobody denies that.
It's true, though, but what really was upsetting to me as an Italian-American, Fred Dicker, was the when you think about Andrew's, grandparents and the families coming from Italy, how hard they worked and how they came to build this great country, man. And it's the great, true immigration story of people that came from Europe over here, and which, of course, the Cuomos are part of that, as my grandfather.
Just Europe, but Asia.
Yeah.
Obviously, the only people who really were forced here were African slaves. But even in retrospect, I mean, if you read writings coming out of Africa, believe it or not, there are people from Africa who've written stories about the African slaves who survived were lucky to have made it to America because America turned into such a land of opportunity with all the limits that were placed on them for black people compared to Africa today.
Yeah. How was your audience, Fred Dicker, on Talk 1300 in Albany reacting to another run by Governor Cuomo? I mean, with all the, the financial shortfalls in upstate.
Sure. Well, let me tell you, I mean, throughout upstate, with a couple of exceptions, Tompkins County, where Cornell is, part of Erie County, where Buffalo is, and maybe a little bit of the Albany area, Cuomo is overwhelmingly unpopular. The economy is terrible, even as the national economy booms. The upstate cities are rotting. Buffalo, Rochester, they have the second highest child poverty rates in the United States, and you never hear a word
about
it. So the answer is Cuomo's not doing well upstate generally, and a comment like the one he made a couple of days ago certainly just adds to his problem.
Yeah, so this is Mark Molinaro, who was in the studio the other day, our studio, the Republican running against Andrew Cuomo.
Sure.
I mean, this looks like a softball to him, but how does he capitalize on this to get elected, and can he get elected as a Republican in New York State?
Very, very difficult to answer your last question. I mean, if Molinaro had a lot of money, which he doesn't, he could certainly exploit this in TV commercials and in other ways. And he's trying to do it, but he doesn't have the stature, really, to do it. Certainly downstate, Cuomo, the polls indicate, remains pretty popular. We'll see in the primary. I mean, conceivably, he could lose to Cynthia Nixon, but there's no reason to believe that's going to happen. But bottom line is that no matter what Mark Molinaro does, unless he can turn around downstate voters, he's going to lose the election.
And what's going to happen with Cynthia Nixon, number one? Number two, is she right in her criticisms of Andrew Cuomo, Fred Dicker, that he kind of put this this debate on? The date he picked was when no one's going to be watching.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, he's following, Andrew Cuomo's following in the footsteps of previous recent governors, Pataki, Mario Cuomo. They jerked around their opponents to try to deny them an opportunity for visibility. And Cuomo's as cynical as they come. There is no question about that, that what Andrew Cuomo is doing to Cynthia Nixon is just all about himself and denying the public an opportunity to see them, the two of them together. But that said, Cynthia Nixon really hasn't laid a finger, laid a glove on Cuomo. She doesn't appear to have any momentum behind her. It's going to be a low turnout primary. That'll probably benefit her. But right now, no poll shows and no insider believes that she's going to be able to defeat Cuomo on September 13. What she could do is siphon votes from him, though, in a general election.
Yeah.
We expect her to stay on the Working Families Party line, and that could damage Cuomo in November.
All right. Fred Dicker, always appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Have a good show today, and keep us posted up there in Albany, Fred. Appreciate you joining us on the radio here, man.
Will do, Joe. Send my best to Frank. Take care.
Indeed. He sends the best
back to you.
Fred Dicker right there. He's on Talk 1300 in Albany, Dean of the Albany Press Corps. Is there anything, Frankie, we could say nice about Andrew Cuomo?
Absolutely. So, first of all,
This is going to be good, Matt.
No, the guy is a very, very skilled political tactician. The guy understands the chessboard. The guy is he knows the levers of state government very, very well. You cannot ask him, you can't have a discussion with anybody about the state budget or what gets into the budget and how budgets get passed with anybody, except maybe Shelley Silver, that has greater authority and experience than Andrew Cuomo. He's a very intelligent guy. He is able to get things done, unlike his father, who was also very intelligent. His father was so wed to a liberal ideology that he really didn't do anything. The only two things that Mario Cuomo was able to do was build more prisons than anyone and raise taxes, right? Those were the only two things that he was able to do. Andrew Cuomo, if you look particularly at his first term, was able to get a number of things done, some liberal things, some conservative things. But he is that is the most difficult thing in government, is the force of status quo, because every line in the state law, every number in the state budget, every syllable in the state constitution is there because somebody wants it there. And that overcoming status quo is incredibly difficult. Now, Andrew Cuomo is also not hampered by his father's morality, not hampered by his father's sense of right and wrong. Andrew Cuomo believes in absolutely nothing except Andrew Cuomo. He is.
I got the one nice thing, Matt.
Well, no. So I can stop. But you have to view Cuomo. Cuomo is a psychologist's dream. He is a narcissist's narcissist and believes in absolutely nothing except for his own personal political advancement. That's the only way that you can explain his incredible turnaround from being a very progressive activist to being a very conservative governor, being a moderate governor, to being now then a flaming liberal governor. The guy believes in absolutely nothing. You know, Bob Grant used to call his father the Svachim because he was he would say he was a two-face. You know, I don't know that there's even a word to describe Andrew Cuomo because he's got so many faces.
I went for one little nice thing.
Well, no, he's smart. He's smart. Nobody can say the guy is
like not, everybody thinks.
No one can say he's not intelligent.
Yeah, thank you, Frankie. 8:52 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the road. It's a Friday. Mm-hmm. Deb, you know I'm going to try to trek from downtown to Midtown.
Yes. Ugh. Oh, good luck.
I know. During the morning, it takes me 15 minutes, if that, to get to shoot right down, you know. But if I go back, and then I'm going to try to get out of the Lincoln Tunnel. When's that construction start tonight?
Yeah, it starts at 9. But you know what? Luckily, it's the summertime, so overall traffic's a lot lighter
than
usual.
I didn't find that yesterday. It was crazy. I couldn't
what
get...
What happens? They
I'm
see
holding
Joe's
the
coming?
Boat. Yeah, only me.
Oh, yeah. You almost missed the boat. That's right.
Eight votes is my life story. That's all I do is miss the vote.
Oh, that happens, though. Oh, Lordy, wow. Well, you made it, though, so that's good.
We did. We made it. Debbie, looking out for you, 852. She's got traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, that big Restore 495 project begins tonight at 9 o'clock. There's going to be one lane closed in each direction on 495 for the next 2.5 years. That's going to cause delays at the Lincoln Tunnel. Right now, though, the Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. No major problems at the Holland. GWB is moving okay. Newark to World Trade on the PATH trains, delays with equipment problems. Raritan Valley Line of New Jersey Transit, a 20-minute delay between Cranford and Newark Penn Station with signal issues and 7 canceled trains in all with New Jersey Transit this morning. If you're going to be taking a ride to the West Side Highway, southbound at 158th, accident clear. It's still busy on the Harlem River Drive, southbound, getting down through the 60s. And do expect some pockets of volume at the RFK Bridge getting into town right now as well. Cross Bronx West, heavy at 3rd Avenue. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume on the Garden State Parkway south of 147 with an accident being cleared. Southbound Thruway, okay, at the Tappan Zee Bridge. 287 eastbound, exit 5 in White Plains, slowing down through the construction zone. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
How do you Friday? Whether you're trying to firm up, slim down, feel better, or simply take a break, Smoothie King has the smoothie for you. And with our $5 Fridays, you can Friday with a purpose. 32-ounce smoothies are just $5, and 32-ounce meal replacements are just $6. All blends, all flavors, all Friday. So how do you Friday? Friday like a king. Only at Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose. Participating locations, some restrictions may apply.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent right now at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey folks, Frank Morano here. Summer is officially here. You're getting pool party invitations, you're getting invitations to the beach, but if you're like I was, you're afraid to be seen in a swimsuit because your gut is still a little too big. Well, that's where Dr. Melinda Keller can help. With her Brooklyn Wellness Center weight loss program, you can lose between 20 and 40 pounds in just 40 days, guaranteed. There's still time to get in swimsuit shape. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today, 718-234-6212, or visit her at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
856 with Piscopo on the radio. Joe Lumberg is our weatherman from the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you on this
great,
Friday?
Great. We're good. It's a Friday. We're good. Everybody's all set. It's still summertime, Joey. I'm not going down. You see, the school commercials, everybody's going to go back to school. I don't want to hear it. It's August.
That's when I take vacation because then I know everybody's away from the beaches and I can go and enjoy them.
You know, it's a very, very good point because it has been jammed down the shore. We love the business down the Jersey Shore, but it has been jammed. Now, weather-wise, you said it's not going to be great this weekend?
No, it's not. It's not going to be a complete washout. I don't want to give the impression that it's going to rain start to finish this weekend, but it's going to rain off and on. Expect some pretty nasty thunderstorms late afternoon or early this evening. And then tomorrow, just a couple of showers or a thunderstorm, best chance in the afternoon. The temperature still mid-80s, and then we're probably in the mid-70s with a better chance for scattered showers on Sunday.
So, Joe, you always do this extended forecast that I love, and you always seem to get this right on the money. So going into late August, into September, the warm days will hold for a little bit, I hope?
Yes, they do. I still think at the very end of the month, the temperature is going to be in the upper 80s to low 90s around here for a few days.
Bring it on, Joey. Bring it on.
Right, I'm for just, Labor Day weekend.
I am just saying. So what are you doing today? How many miles today, Joe?
Come on. I don't know. I think I'm going to rest today.
No, my gosh.
I got big rides for this weekend.
What do you got for this weekend?
I got my friend coming in from Ohio and who's really going to be my, you know, that Race Across America partner.
Yes.
So she wants to do a lot of climbing for some strange epic event she's doing out of Nevada that's even more insane than anything I've done. So we're going to do about 100 miles tomorrow, and then we've got this Lancaster Covered Bridges ride on Sunday, and there's going to be another 100 miles of that.
Joe, do you drink any alcohol at all, if I can ask?
On a rare occasion, I'll have a nice glass of wine.
Yeah, but that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Because I think it slows you down. Because
I might have one tonight just to relax me before tomorrow.
Listen, you deserve it. So your friend that's coming in with the big marathon bike across the country, this is a gal?
Yeah. She's strong. My goodness, she's strong. Yeah, she's stronger than I am.
Be careful with that. Those platonic friends, you got to be. I'm just saying, Joey, trust me.
I'm just hoping I can keep up with her and not lose her in the distance up there.
Leave you in the dust like every woman has done to me.
Yes.
Thank you for asking. Joe, I love you, man. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Be careful out there, okay?
I will.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg, right there. Hey, the reason I ask you about alcohol, because, see, I haven't been drinking. I don't drink. And like last night, I went out of a drink. Beautiful sunset. No, I did no alcohol, but it seems to give me more energy. Am I wrong? You can give me a call, 877-970-2999.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
79 degrees at 859. I'm Frank Moreno, someone that did not follow the Piscopo philosophy of refraining from alcohol last night. With your local news first, here's what's going on. A hot and stormy weather, as you just heard from Joe Lumberg, is in store for this last day of the work week all over the tri-state area. New York City cooling centers continue to be open as people deal with another day of high heat and humidity. Forecasters predict stormy weather for the late afternoon and evening that could bring damaging winds and downpours. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Governor Andrew Cuomo should issue a clear statement saying that America is a great country. Cuomo is still facing sharp criticism after he said yesterday that America was never that great, well, actually 2 days ago, during an event here in New York City. De Blasio says he does agree with the governor's sentiment that America still has a long way to go. You now know what's going on. I'm Frank Moreno on AM 970.
From the 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.